This is the Good News Station, WCNO, Palm City.
Good news in shoes.
Do you look at life the way Jesus did? Listen to Adrian Rogers.
Shakespeare said that life is a tale told by an idiot, full of sound and fury, signifying nothing. Well, that's what some people feel about life. But Jesus said, I've come that you might have life and have it abundantly.
Love Worth Finding at 8:30 a.m. and p.m. on WCNO.
Training us up in the way we should go. Consider a school where children learn to love, where learning is inspired, reading is an adventure, where pupils have time for creativity, math, and logic, where respect is modeled like please and thank you, where truth is taught along with history and literature, where innovation and leadership are fostered as college and careers are planned. That's the future of a Golden Rule Academy pupil. Learn more at goldenruleacademy.net.
Good morning. I'm Pastor Bob Tarvis, your host for the Revealing Truth radio broadcast. I want to invite you to listen in today as Pastor Jason Baumgartner takes us on a journey through God's Word that will reveal truths for our lives. John 8:32 says, "And you shall know the truth, and the truth shall set you free." Grab a pen and take some notes, and let the Holy Spirit reveal the Father's heart to you.
You're going to live forever. You are like God in that. Now, God never had a beginning because he created time. He is eternal, but you're eternal. You got a birthday, you had a beginning, but you ain't got no end. Come on, you're going to live forever. Where you live is entirely up to the decisions you make in this life right now, inside of time. Do you believe that? Amen? See, there was a time when you weren't in the natural realm, but how many of you know there will never be a time that you will not be because you are here. You go live forever. Amen? That's good news. That's good news. So I just say choose life. Don't choose death. Choose to live with God. Don't go to hell. You choose. Isn't that cool? You get to choose. Aren't you glad you ain't got somebody else determined on where you're going to spend eternity? Hmm? My life is not going to end when they lay me down in the ground. I'm hoping God will let my spirit kind of hover over the coffin when they have my funeral. I want to hear what everybody has to say. I'm going to keep on living on. Amen? Mm? And listen, heaven is not a little place with a bunch of fat little naked angels with wings running around with bows. If heaven's like that, I ain't going. I don't need to see a bunch of fat little babies with wings and bows and arrows flying around and who envisioned heaven like that? How many know when I leave this world, I'm still going to be doing stuff? How many know it's not just we're going to end up in some great worship service in the sky and that's going to be it? No, no, no. God says you're going to live forever. And if you go to heaven, you're going to rule over cities. You're going to rule over provinces. You're going to rule and reign with him for eternity. In other words, you're going to have responsibility when you get in heaven. And God's going to give you responsibility on how faithful you were living on this world. Amen. That's why it's imperative we learn how to overcome. I don't know about you, but I want to have a big city to manage when I get to heaven because that's just how I am. Anybody here want to have some responsibility when you get to heaven? I'm just content to walk down the streets of gold. Not me, baby. I want to go to heaven and have a good time. Amen? Go ahead and look in Genesis chapter 1 and verse 3. I really think whoever designed the Corvette had a vision from God and was anointed. I better stop. I'm a bit of a car enthusiast. I apologize. Genesis 1:3, so we're made in the image and the likeness of God. We have God qualities and we have God abilities because he made man like him. And then we find out in Genesis chapter 1, verse 3, how God operates with his words. So we're going to talk about how God operates with his word, with his words. And God said, somebody said it with me, and God said, let there be light, and there was light. In other words, his words became creative. He had the ability to create with his words. So the first way that we understand God uses words is God uses words to edify. Everybody say edify. That word edify right there means to build up. It means to construct or build. It's creative. Somebody shout creative. It causes things to come into existence. Somebody said, you just can't believe you can create your own world. And listen to me closely. I don't want nobody to get this wrong. I believe it's important for every one of us in this room to understand that the power that's in our tongue, but you and I are not God. Come on, we're not God. Somebody say, that's a good thing. Y'all should all be thanking God that I ain't God. And I thank God that you ain't. I'm glad God is who he is, because he's got a lot more mercy than I could ever have, and a lot more grace and a lot more love. Amen. But we are not God. I cannot go out there and create another planet in the solar system because I just spoke to it and say, I'm going to make me another planet, a sister to Venus, that's going to float around the solar system. I speak it. I mean, that's not going to happen. I can't go out and create a universe or anything like that by speaking to it, because it's not words that make you believe it. It's not your words that cause it to happen. It's your believing that makes your words so powerful. Hello, come on. It's what you believe and then speak. It's what you know to be true and then speak. And listen to me, ladies and gentlemen. You can only appropriate for your life the things that heaven has given you. You have a choice to appropriate what heaven's given you. Come on, hello, how many know? God has said some things that are about us that we can appropriate by first believing and then speaking it. Amen? How many know when God said, let there be light, he already believed that light was coming. He didn't say, let there be light, and just sitting around going, I hope it works. I hope this thing will come together the way I planned it. It's not just us sitting up there thinking, hey, I can create all this stuff. I can do all these things. It's not us speaking that causes us to believe. It's our believing that causes our words to be so powerful. Amen? Words edify. That means they construct. They have the ability to create. They have the ability to shape the world that you live in, to change the atmosphere of a room when you walk in. You ever walk into a room and everybody's doing this, and then all of a sudden they know you're a Christian. You walk in and all of a sudden the atmosphere shifts. Huh? You ever walk in a room and everybody gets quiet? Because the presence that you have comes in with you. Amen? How many of you can speak to some people and build them up, or you can speak to some people and you can tear them down? Yes. You can heal with words, or you can break with words. And God proved this in his word, that he doesn't just use words to communicate, and he uses words to create. So what I have to do is I have to realize that God gives me words to shape the world or the culture that I am living in and the sphere of influence that I have. If I believe God's word and align my mouth with God, then I can change the lives that are around me. Do you believe that today? Amen. So in Numbers chapter 13, the children of Israel, they just come up out of Egypt. They're about to make their entrance into the promised land. They're at a place called Kadesh Barnea. They're literally at the threshold of crossing over into the very thing that God has given them. The promise, the land that flows with milk and honey. And Moses takes a representative from every tribe to go spy out the land, to go check it out, and come back and tell the people what it was like. Literally, God is saying to Moses, I want you to give the people a prophetic preview of what I've got in store for them, of what's coming. How do you know God always wants to speak to us prophetically? He moves on us redemptively, but he speaks to us prophetically, because he's always got a destination of our life. He's always taking us somewhere, amen? God didn't call you to be still and be stagnant. He's moving.
Thank you for joining us today for the Revealing Truth with Pastor Jason Baumgartner. We hope you will tune in again each day, Monday through Friday at 11:30 a.m., right here on WCNO 89.9 FM. To obtain your copy of this week's message, please send your check for $5 for shipping and handling to 3891 Edwards Road, Fort Pierce, Florida 34981, and ask for your free copy of The Love of the Father. To pay by phone or simply make a love gift, you can call 772-461-8555. That number again is 772-461-8555. For more exciting information on our church, service times, and directions, you can check us out on the web at igniteyourworld.com. This has been The Revealing Truth with Pastor Jason Baumgartner, and I'm your host, Bob Tarvis. See you next time on The Revealing Truth.
The Revealing Truth radio broadcast thanks Access Able Designs and owner Alan Garrett for their underwriting support of this week's program.
Hello, my name is Alan Garrett, and I'm the owner of Access Able Designs. A diving accident 31 years ago changed my life physically in a way that left me quadriplegic. However, 15 years ago, I dove into Jesus Christ, which changed my life spiritually forever. The combination of the two have given me the unique opportunity to help others. At Access Able Designs, we offer a creative line of bathroom accessibility products, such as folding shower and bathtub benches, as well as our exclusive patented toilet transfer bench. Our products are commercial grade, stainless steel construction, and built to last. They're also available in custom sizes. Our line of ADA compliant swimming pool lifts are a big seller with hotels, commercial properties, and homeowners. Our products can be seen at accessabledesigns.com, as well as my personal life story. I look forward to hearing from you. For more information, you can contact us at 877-853-7816. That number again is 877-853-7816.
The Revealing Truth radio broadcast thanks Ed Meyer, Century 21, All Professional, for their underwriting support.
Hi, this is Ed Myers, Realtor with Century 21 All Professional and member of the National Association of Realtors. Whether you are buying, selling, or renting a home, understanding the market can be essential. I'm a Century 21 top producer, recipient of the Century 21 Presidential Award, Century 21 Centurion Award, and Quality Service Pinnacle Award. I proudly served the United States Marine Corps, and now I'm specializing in serving the Port St. Lucie, Stuart, Fort Pierce, West Palm Beach, and surrounding areas of the Treasure Coast. Real estate is the key to building long-term wealth. Whether you're looking to buy, sell, or rent a home, a first-time home buyer, or an investor, letting an experienced professional with a proven track record could make all the difference. I would love the opportunity to help you. You can reach me by phone or text at 772-342-0047. Again, that number is 772-342-0047.
Training us up in the way we should go. Consider a school where children learn to love, where learning is inspired, reading is an adventure, where pupils have time for creativity, math, and logic, where respect is modeled like please and thank you, where truth is taught along with history and literature, where innovation and leadership are fostered as college and careers are planned. That's the future of a Golden Rule Academy pupil. Learn more at goldenruleacademy.net.
Ignite Your World Ministries, Truth Church, and all its affiliate ministries thanks Destiny Network and Bishop Tony Miller. Destiny Network International exists to serve pastors, local churches, and ministry leaders that make up Destiny Network International. For more information on joining the Destiny Network, go to www.destinynetwork.org.
Sleeps. He was born with special needs. She loves him so, but still it breaks her heart. It's hard to understand what we can't clearly see, but heaven will reveal life's mysteries. On the other side of time, broken things are healed and empty things are filled as we stand in heaven's light. On the other side of time, it's more than just a dream. Children laugh and sing, and every heart is free. There's perfect peace on the other side of time. Some are like stars that brightly shine, but they only glisten for a while. A light fading in the dark, an unfinished work of art, and we'll never know just what might have been. Oh, but there's a distant place that's never known a tear. Skies are blue and rainbows never. never disappear. On the other side of time, broken things are healed, and empty things are filled as we stand in heaven's light. On the other side of time, it's more than just a dream. Children laugh and sing, and every heart is free, and there's perfect peace on the other side of time. There's no guarantee that life won't be unfair, but the debt this life owes us all be settled there. On the other side of time, broken things are healed, and empty things are filled as we stand in heaven's light. Oh, on the other side of time, it's more than just a dream. Children laugh and sing, and every heart is free. There's perfect peace on the other side of time. On the other side.